Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner. And to kick off this episode, we have a special guest, Captain James, down in the Florida Keys.
Hey,
man, welcome. We wanted to add you to the crew, at least for, you know, for the first few minutes or so, because James, pretty happy boater right now because he has a brand spanking new vessel. And I figure, what better opportunity can we provide a boater then bring him on and give him the opportunity to gloat about his new ride or new floating machine. First off, let's back up because we did talk to James a few weeks ago, and he had a mishap with a vessel that, it actually sank at the dock. That was one of those classic kind of sinkings, or what happened exactly, James?
Yeah, so long story short of it is the cartridge live well pumps. Keep an eye out for a cartridge live well pump.
Okay.
The housing. All right. The actual housing itself.
Right.
What's in the top? Well, that plastic housing that stays on there, those things will fail.
They
don't last forever. They don't last more than a couple of years, honestly.
Evidently.
Because mine were only about 2 years old when they failed. And long story short, that cartridge live well housing pump failed and filled up the bilge or filled up over the stringer.
It
shot the water over the stringer, filled up the back corner, and then filled up the, you know, came up with the scuppers, and she went down quick.
But it was right there at the dock.
Did the bilge pumps kill the batteries? Is that what happened?
So it never actually even got to the point where, like, when the cartridge live well pump failed, it shot the water over the stringer.
Yeah.
And then it got stuck on the backside of the stringer, which then brought down the scupper low enough to come back in that way, and it just completely overwhelmed the boat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you came in into the marina the next morning and saw that, or did someone call you first?
3:30 in the morning phone call from the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Your boat is sinking.
The Coast Guard. Oh, so then someone called the Coast Guard to say that your boat's tied up to a dock, but it's sinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
It happens more often than you think. I mean, I've had to make a couple of those phone calls in this marina with boats that are sinking.
Well, it's the number one place where boats sink is right there at the dock.
Issue is the materials. Plastic, again, remember my depth sounder? Plastic bracket, plastic brakes.
Well, maybe.
Exactly. It's just,
but you just got to cross those T's, dot the I's sometimes. You know, the things happen.
Close your valves when you're leaving.
Exactly. Close the valves. Check the seacock.
Yeah.
I don't know if that matters at all. I just wanted to say that. But the thing is,
I've got too many of those.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know,
you need to see a doctor.
This is the reason why you got boat insurance, and James was okay in that regard and was able to, you know, make a claim and get a new vessel. So there's a bright side at the end of this fiasco, and that's what you're in now. We can see on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. Is that where you are in the galley area of your new vessel or what? That looks nice.
That is beautiful.
Very nice.
So a nice little upgrade he got.
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging out. I'm in the air conditioning right now.
Nice.
So this is a Bertram 31, right?
Yep. Yeah, 31 Bertram.
That's one of their most legendary hull designs.
I mean,
They say that there's boats before the 31 Bertram, there's boats after the 31 Bertram.
Right.
Well, for many years, that boat, the Bertram 31, held the Miami to Nassau speed record.
It did. It was a racing hull to begin with.
Really?
It was like for about 15 years, I believe, it held that record.
Yeah, the original Moppy.
Yep,
so how did you get the insurance company to, I mean, this happened pretty quick. Usually insurance companies take a while to pay off.
Well, it did. It didn't happen yesterday. It's been an
I know that, but you said it happened a couple months ago?
Yeah.
So the boat went down, what was it, November 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
November 11th. And then I was paid out by the end of the month, honestly. Yeah. It was like, it wasn't even December yet.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. All right.
I mean, truly amazing.
But then you got
to
find
the insurance company. We need to look them up.
Nah.
Great American.
Okay. Well, okay. That's fine. Give them a call.
Yeah, Great American. Yeah, Charter Lakes. That's who I use. They've been great. As you know, a couple of claims on my boat, and they were fantastic. The customer service was...
Well, they took great care of James enough. But, you know, they give you a check. Here's what we think we owe you for whatever reason. And then you got to figure out, okay, what can I do with this money and find a new vessel? And you went to work, and things just kind of aligned when you found this, right?
I got really lucky.
Yeah.
I got really, really fortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, this boat is... it's been really well loved. You know, they spent a lot of money on this thing back in the early 2000s, 05, when it was redone. And as far as I know, the original owner, he spent over $700,000 on the boat in 05.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, you didn't spend that on it, I assume. Yeah. But
No, absolutely not.
I know the numbers. He got a pretty sweetheart deal, what it sounds like to me. And
I made off like a bandit on this thing.
Well, there you
go. What year is the original boat?
It's originally a 79.
79. Right. So it probably came with the inline six-cylinder engines. What's it powered with now?
It's got the Cummins, the 5.9, the QSVs.
Those are the same engines I have. Those are awesome.
How about that?
Fantastic engines.
Okay.
These little 330s, dude, they're fantastic.
All right. Well, Mike the Mariner and Captain James have that in common. But, you know, James is like a hardcore fisherman, charter captain down there in the Keys. And by the way, if they want to contact you and have you take them out there to all the fishing grounds in the Upper Keys, what's the website, James? Let's get that out there.
It's bugsportfishing, bugsportfishing.com.
Okay.
I'm here at Three Waters Resort. It's a great spot.
Beautiful place.
It's nice
marina.
And comfortable.
Yep. And he knows where the fish are.
It's in Alamorada.
Yeah.
Murata. Okay.
Yeah. What's biting right now, by the way?
Sailfish.
Sailfish.
Sailfish are biting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been getting a lot of sails.
You're in the marina right now in your new boat. Are you planning to go out this afternoon or tomorrow or something? Or what do you got planned?
We're having a day today.
Yeah.
Today is a nice, we're pretending to be tourists today.
All right.
So
awesome.
We're having a nice fun time.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds good. And you got a nice little place to hang. And just kick back
this
there.
Is my little cave.
Yeah.
To go hide in.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I've
you didn't
come see that boat in July. So let's keep in touch. I've got to see that. That's one of my favorite boats.
You will not find a nicer one than this. This thing has got, it's even got prop pockets on it.
Oh, nice.
They even cut the hole out and they put prop pockets on it.
Prop pockets. What? I don't even know what that means. What is that? Prop pockets.
They shaped the bottom of the hull.
Make it more streamlined for the
propel. Yeah,
the props kind of or protects them a little bit too.
They,
I guess
they shrink up into the boat a little bit more, so it has a shallower draft.
Yeah,
right.
It also changes the rudder angle.
Okay,
so instead of the rudders being like or the shaft angle, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the shafts being pointed down with higher horsepower, it'll make the boat jump out of the water.
There you go. That sounds like fun.
But with the prop pockets, you make it go nice and flat.
Oh,
and now you go 30 knots.
And you probably save two or three inches in draft. Maybe
at least,
4 inches.
I think it's almost 6 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what is the draft? It's just 6 inches?
It's like 2.5 feet.
2.5 feet. Yeah. Okay.
It's a deep V. It's a deep V hull.
Yeah.
Racing, old racing style hull. So Bertrams are known for that. So it's, what is it? 24 degree dead rise, probably.
Yeah. Give or take.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's kind of interesting is that the V in the bow of the boat will actually make contact with the bottom long before the actual props will.
Right. And that's
with
similar.
The way that it's shaped, it's almost.
Yeah. You know, a deep 4 foot. They call that the 4 foot. And I've got my hull is very similar. If I'm running in shallow water, it's the bow that's going to touch first.
Yeah.
Which is great because I don't have a keel. I have a planing hull like you do. And you don't want your running gear touching first, right?
Nope. Ideally, no. Yes. But, all right, well, cool. Well, James, congrats, man. I wanted to give you the opportunity to gloat just a little bit as a new, you know, Bertram 31 owner. And, go out there and catch us some fish. I mean, you can't keep the sailfish. Go find some mahi-mahi for us or something. We'll order a black and fish sandwich and something. Hey, coming up, it got really cold in Florida this week and the iguanas started falling from the tree. What are Floridians doing with them? We'll talk about it next. You'll be surprised.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.